Track three and the headline stories from the Mid-Devon, Shake, Rattles and Rolls. Rock and Roll Baby Business is up for an award. A Newton Abbott-based business that introduces the wonders of rock and roll to babies has made the regional finals of this year's Muddy Stiletto Awards. Rhys Davies's business, Baby Rockers, is among the final five in the Best Children's Business category. This is despite the music teacher and bootleggers turn frontman having only started the business 6 months ago. "I started it in October and at the moment I'm only doing it on a Saturday morning," said Rhys. "But the sessions are consistently selling out each week. The plan is to be doing it more full-time, taking it across Devon." Rhys, who has been a teacher for more than 20 years, said that since being nominated, everything had been a bit of a whirlwind. From Seal Hayne, Rhys offers two sessions, one for 0 to 18-month-olds and one for 12 months to 3-year-olds, with his goal being to expand and grow to offer bespoke sessions for children of all ages. "The concept has been really well received and there was definitely a gap in the market," said Rhys. "The whole idea is, rather than playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, I play songs that the parents like, but that is engaging for the children too. It really is about it being a family experience. For example, I tell the story of the three little pigs, but I mix it with Iron Maiden's Run to the Hills. I tell the story of Humpty Dumpty, but to the tune of Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And naturally, Rhys's opening track for his sessions is AC/DC with The Killers and Foo Fighters as a part of the mix, as well as Britpop icons Pulp, Blur and Oasis. I just adapt them to be baby and toddler friendly," he said. "The idea for Baby Rockers came, rather fittingly, from a baby, Rhys's nephew. My nephew, who has just turned one, any time he would come round our house, he would be transfixed by my guitars. He would really respond to the songs that I like playing. He loves it when I play Mr. Brightside. If he was crying, it would stop him in his tracks. And that is what led me to think that there is something in this. Why don't people do this? Why is it always Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?" An annual affair, the Muddy Stiletto Awards seek nominations for 21 lifestyle categories, including Best Hair Salon. Voting in the regional finals lasts until April the 15th, with winners being announced on April the 30th. "It would be amazing to win," said Rhys. "It would massively help push the business forward. Last year's winner of Best Children's Business was The Mothership, a provider of innovative parent and child classes and support in Newton Abbott. I have been supported by Sophie at The Mothership. When I was setting up, I was going into it totally blind and I was put in contact with Sophie. She has helped massively. They are amazing," Rhys added.
Teambridge U-Turn saves toilets on the Den. The temporary toilets on the Den in Tynmouth will remain in place until permanent facilities are built, following a dramatic U-turn by Teambridge District Council. Planning permission for the porta cabin toilets was due to expire at the end of March. Teambridge District Council had indicated in February that it would not be extending the temporary plan for the site. However, Tynmouth Mayor Kate Williams and the Town Clerk Ian Wedlake met with Teambridge District Council earlier this week to discuss the matter and receive confirmation that the temporary facilities will now remain until new toilets are built. Many residents were horrified at the prospect of losing toilet facilities on the Den, and the petition requesting that Teambridge extend the planning permission for the temporary loos attracted 1,743 signatures in just 2 weeks. As well as providing relief for visitors to the beach, promenade and play park, the toilets are well used by over 400 park runners and their supporters every Saturday. Alison Ford, who organised the petition, welcomed the decision. This is fantastic news for all the residents and visitors. Thanks to all involved with sorting this issue out, she said. Teignmouth Town Council hopes that the permanent toilet block, which will be built on the site of the former aquarium near the pier, will be completed in August-September, subject to the finalisation of lease agreements with Teignmouth District Council. At an extraordinary town council meeting on Thursday, Mayor Kate Williams said, "We're working very hard beside the scenes to get these toilets." Teignmouth Town Council took over the management and operation of the toilets in the town from Teignmouth District Council in November 2014. The toilets on Lower Brook Street were required through a freehold transfer, but the other toilets are subject to lease agreements. The extraordinary town council meeting where the toilets project was discussed was called by councillors David Cox, Penny Lloyd, Mike Jackman, Van der Ridge and Daniel Corner. Among the resolutions proposed at the meeting, the councillors wanted to only continue with the den toilets building project and to put a hold on the construction of the other toilets and to set up a working party to explore other options, such as the provision of continental airs for camper vans in the Eastcliff car park. "We don't want to delay the toilets, but we're looking for the best value for the people of Teignmouth," explained Councillor Cox. "The public are concerned about the costs and delays," added Councillor Penny Lloyd. However, after Town Clerk Ian Wedlick confirmed that pulling the other toilets from the agreement would jeopardise the whole contract and risk further delays, Councillor David Cox reluctantly withdrew his proposal.
Vandalism hotspot. Fire set as part of play park vandalism. A group of up to 20 young people are thought to have been involved in an antisocial behaviour at a Dawlish play park. A picnic bench was set alight and a child's bike damaged during the spree, which is also thought to have involved Coryton Cove. The £350,000 town council-owned play park was targeted by the group of between 10 and 20 teenagers and comes just weeks after human excrement was discovered on a child's swing. A town council spokesman said, "Dawlish Town Council is deeply shocked and appalled by recent incidents of antisocial behaviour and arson which have occurred in the Manor Gardens play park and potentially Coryton Cove. This behaviour is totally unacceptable and undermines the safety and well-being of our community, particularly young families and children who use these open spaces to play, socialise and enjoy our beautiful town." PC George Miller, neighbourhood beat manager for Dawlish, explained that there had been reports of antisocial behaviour in the park. He said a group of 10 to 20 youths had been setting a fire on top of a bench and had damaged a small children's bicycle, possibly linked to incidents in Coryton Cove. PC Miller found the group and gave a warning under Section 50 of the Police Reform Act 2002, which gave their names to give their names and addresses. PC Miller added, "An arrest was made in relation to the arson to ascertain one youth's identity." Town Councillor Linda Petherick, who was instrumental in the creation of the park, said, "I am absolutely heartbroken that this has happened. So much hard work went into creating this fantastic park for the children of Dawlish, and it's youngsters that have abused it, setting fire to the table. Why did they do this? It's so sad. I hope the police take action."